gizada. Me a go lock it down, press the zone, keep the boom around. Though I'm getting older, I'm with you, boy, you gon' keep me young.
Nice, nice, nice.
FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. Low early cloud for some, but soon turning sunny. Thereafter, a sunny and very warm day, whilst generally not quite as hot as on Tuesday. Isolated late afternoon or evening thunderstorms possible, and a maximum temperature of 28 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
welcome to the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM. Yes, it is that time of the week where we talk everything foodie foodness. Yeah. Now, it was supposed to be Morgan and I today. However, his beeper went off, so he's had to nip off, but he will be back. But this week, we are talking food from Scotland. Morgs and I have just returned from a week's touring around Scotland on the motorbikes, all the way up to the very top of the Highlands, and then zigzagged our way back down. And oh, the food we have had this last week has been nothing short of fantastic. From kippers, yeah, kippers, haggis, yeah, and to be honest, my favourite, the full Scottish. That's what you actually get asked. I know we used to hear, yeah, what do you want for breakfast? Full English. No, up there, understandably, it's, would you like the full Scottish? Damn right, absolutely. So, lots of stuff like that to come. And hopefully, Morgs will be back in time to help me describe some, because I'm a bit biased. I just like it all.
You're like a storm against the window. Follow me around just like a shadow. I'll swim a never-ending ocean until you bring back your devotion. Just a man.
Is of course Westlife and Amazing here on the Food and Drink Show. So basically, last Wednesday, after the food show, went home, packed the bags, loaded the bikes, and we set off on our first leg of the Scotland trip. And the first leg took us basically from Clitheroe up to Loch Lomond. Now, you think it's quite a way, it looks a way on the map, but it was easily done in 4 hours, nice and steady away. And not really foodie-esque, but that first leg was just motorway fast food. Now, there is a difference. I don't care what anybody says, there is a difference. Because the different motorway services in the UK are very different to the motorway services in Bonnie, Scotland. And in particular, we noticed a difference between the sandwiches. Sandwiches in England were all the usual, you know, egg mayo, the chicken, bacon, lettuce and all that kind of stuff. In Scotland, they were far more stodgy. Bacon and sausages and that kind of stuff. So the first day, we're not really going to count. But the good news is, Morgan has just returned from his beeper. And so we're going to continue because he appreciated the stodge far more than I did.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam Hot. This is Jam Hot. Jam nitty gritty, you're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam Hot. This is Jam Hot.
Beats International and Dub Be Good To Me here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show. Right, yeah, so he's back.
I'm back. All right. Hello.
Was it anything serious?
No.
Just a AFA?
Pretty much, yeah.
Automatic fire alarm, yeah. False alarm.
False alarm.
Anyway, listen, you might think you've got the best son, but I'm telling you now, this lad here has outdone himself today. Do you know what? Been out on that call, knew how hot it was here in the studio, yeah. And he's been and bought me a fan. Well, us. a fan.
Well,
although you're not getting much of it at the minute.
It was meant to be, so it could blow past me at you and cool me down more so. But yeah, it seems that you've ended up getting all of it.
Thank you so much for that.
It's all right.
That is making a massive difference.
I'm glad it is for you.
Right, so today's Food and Drink Show, all about our Scotland tour.
Oh, yeah.
So the first night, I've already explained that we did Loch Lomond and we did all the junk food because it was all motorway miles just to get us up
just
there.
On the services, get up there.
The first night we stayed in rather a grand hotel.
It was. I can't think of the name of it.
The Ross Lee Hotel in Helensburgh.
That was it,
which is just kind of like in the Trossachs.
In the Trossachs.
By Loch Lomond. Now, it sounds very grand, and it looked very grand.
Yeah.
But hotels are not what they seem in Scotland, are they?
No, but I think they have a quaint...
They have that feel to them,
don't they? Them that makes them more appealing.
Now, I have to say, every single hotel that we stayed in...
Yeah.
Was £100 near as damn it. That was the budget limit, okay? Yeah. And this one was pretty good.
Yeah.
But let's cut to the food. So, obviously, our first morning meal in Scotland was what?
We had, well, I know what I had. I had a proper full Scottish.
And I was saying that earlier, it's kind of, you know, yeah, what do you want for breakfast? Yeah, no, I'll have a full English. Up there, full Scottish...
The full Scottish.
...is better.
Oh, yes.
Because on the full Scottish, right, you did get a choice, but mine was bacon, sausage, egg, black pudding, haggis, hash brown, beans and mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
However, we knew that would probably be... One of the main meals of the day, because we didn't want to stop, did we?
If we stopped again, it'd be for a brew, a quick drink.
Can you just tell us the alternative?
Yeah, the alternative that
you
I
seem
went for.
To become a big fan of.
Oh, I've always been a big fan of them.
Go on.
The tatty scone.
The tatty scone or the tatty cakes.
Tatty cakes.
Explain what it is, if you can.
It's a potato cake, basically. It's like... Instead of using flour and eggs and all that sort of stuff to make a little stodgy American pancake, they use potato instead, like mashed potato.
But it's instead of the hash brown, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you preferred it?
Yeah.
So they deep fry it, don't they?
I don't know if they deep fry it. They do it more like a fried bread.
Right, okay.
And it just works so well.
Yeah. Every single... The Scots are just incredible at sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Without that, not a single bad sausage on the whole trip.
Nope.
So that was day one. We had the full Scottish.
Yeah.
In the evening, we'll tell you about that next when we come back after Talking Heads and burning down the house.
You
Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop, located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
MC Hub is the ultimate place for bikers. Why? Because they offer the best prices, huge choice of stock from all the well-known brands, and most importantly, epic customer service. Browse two floors crammed with anything and everything you may be looking for. Main dealer for RST and an RI service centre. So, come and have a brew, a chat, try stuff on, go home happy. Yeah, it's that easy. Visit MC Hub, just off the M65 at Junction 4, Darwin Services. Signposted all the way, or simply Google MC Hub Darwin.
We'll be right back.
fast approaching 1:30 on this Wednesday afternoon. That is, look at you on your water. Loads of it.
Honestly, I put some ice in this probably 15 minutes ago.
And it's all gone.
It's all gone.
Honestly, it's ridiculous.
It's too hot.
I know yesterday hit the 32 degrees mark, but today... anyway, just as a quick aside of our foodie motorcycle trip around Scotland, do you know what's for tea tonight? It's already sorted.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what are we on?
We're having Caribbean prawn cocktail.
Oh, all right, yeah.
You up for that?
Yeah, I'm behind that.
No, you're not. I'm in front of it.
Oh.
The fan.
Hey! Oh, come off boom, it. Boom.
So day two saw us, after our full Scottish, arrive at a place called the Akilty Guest House.
Yes.
And we just, when we arrived, we went, literally in the middle of nowhere.
It was.
In deepest, darkest Scotland.
Yeah.
Went into reception and he said, no, there's no bar. All right, okay. Well, you do serve food, don't you? Oh, yes, and I'm the chef. So this was... He was lovely, though, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. He was absolutely
I think he
lovely.
Was either Ethiopian or maybe Somalian.
Yeah.
Perfect Queen's English, which was just surreal in the middle of Scotland, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're expecting this harsh, deep Scottish accent.
Yeah.
And it was Queen's English.
It was. And he said, no, I'm the chef as well.
Yeah.
He said, we took it over a month ago, and we were like, uh-oh.
Is the a housekeeper, the receptionist, the chef?
I nearly said the wrong one then. Those of you that remember it will know. It was like Fawlty Towers. Anyway, we were kind of a little bit sus, weren't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, came down for dinner, and the menu sounded amazing,
but
we were still a bit nervous.
Mm.
But then he said, and of course, you can have my signature bacon cheeseburger.
Yes.
And we both sort of like went, in our heads, guess that's a safe bet.
It is a safe bet.
So we went with it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Probably one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was
huge. And he came and told us about it afterwards. He buys Angus beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes his own beef patties and seasons them.
Yeah.
They were cooked just on the pink side in the middle.
Which is how it should be.
Which is how it should be if you're using proper steak for your burger. Incredible salad, great cheese, loads of smoky bacon.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best burgers I've ever had.
It was. It really,
would you agree?
It was, yeah.
Little bit short on the fries.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to call that a success
in
terms of the food.
Definitely would a you? Success. 100% a success.
can't see the bottom. I just wanna dive in with you. I just wanna lie here with you. Oh, oh na na, just be careful. Na na, love ain't simple. Na na, promise me no promises. Oh na na, just be careful. Na na, love ain't simple. Na na, promise me no promises.
Right, so here we go. Day three on the foodie tour of Scotland last week. Morgs and I, producer Morgs and I, went on the motorcycles touring around Scotland, trying out all the different foods that we could find. And we kind of really wanted to go local, didn't we, Morgs?
We did, yeah.
You know, just as local as we could. Now, bearing in mind, on the west coast of Scotland, there's some of the best fish ever, yeah. Also, some of the a lot of the traditional Scottish fare as well. So we tried the haggis, we tried their sort of like Scottish derivative of black pudding, which yep. is much better than how down here we tend to absolutely fry the heck out of
fry
it,
the heck
of
it and over season it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whereas up there it was like tender. It was it was. Can you say juicy, really? But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was juicy, but I know what you're trying to say.
So on the way up to our third night stay, we actually stopped in a place that was literally as far from anything in every direction
yeah.
as you could get. You're in a valley. We've been riding the bikes for like 3 hours into this valley, and we came across this little cafe called the Glenshiel Cafe.
Yep.
And it was basically a coffee stop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But when you went in to get the coffees,
yeah,
what did you see? It was also a manufacturing plant, wasn't it?
It was. And they made their own chocolate.
I clocked the sign as I was waiting on the car park and I thought, I wonder if.
Yeah.
And boy, did you. Let's just talk about the two flavours that we got.
Yes, so there were many flavours, but these guys, they produce their own chocolate, and it's actually sold in Selfridges in London.
Wow!
So it's not a small operation. They've got some going with it, but
it's not so much the operation, it's because, obviously, I'm guessing because of the quality.
The quality, yeah.
Right, okay.
So I got a bar of the dark chocolate with Isle of Skye sea salt.
I'm frothing.
I'm frothing. It was good.
Which was, it was a quality dark chocolate.
It wasn't bitter.
No, and then all of a sudden, you'd get that little crystal of that sea salt.
Oh, yeah,
they were
full crystals of sea salt as well.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
Now, the other one, the other bar, we tasted for the first time last night.
Yeah.
Just describe that one.
So that one, I thought it was a bit of a risk, I must admit. I was unsure how it was going to go.
When you told me, I was like, what?
But it was dark chocolate with haggis seasoning.
Now, we had to check last night what seasoning did you use.
Yeah,
can you remember what they were?
It was, same again, Isle of Skye sea salt,
yeah.
Black pepper.
And mace.
There was mace, and there was one other in there, and I can't think what it was.
All right. No, I can't.
Oh, it's gone.
Well,
there was a couple more. There was a couple more seasons.
But it was very subtle.
It was
in
subtle,
the chocolate.
But it made a massive difference.
Yeah. Stunning.
It
absolutely
was so
stunning.
So good.
And so we stopped there. We've got a couple of bars of that, which we'll probably finish tonight.
Yep.
But the evening meal, one of my all-time favourites, raised its head. So we were in Callander in this little pub, looked at the menu, and it was just full of people that had obviously been on, you know, a bit of a session.
Yeah.
Because obviously we know that that happens.
Yeah.
And we were like a little bit dubious again, but looked at the menu, sounded good. What did you go for, Morgan?
So I went nice.
Boring. Sorry.
And yours wasn't?
No.
Just because it's not rounded doesn't mean it's interesting. I went for a nice and simple, creamy mac and cheese.
And was it good?
It was very good.
Really?
Yeah.
I went for the traditional...
With the worst name of a dish I've ever heard in my life.
I went for a traditional Cullen skink, which is basically smoked haddock, potatoes, leeks, seasoning in, like, a thick broth.
Yeah.
Cullen skink is probably one of the best power food dishes you could probably have. It was off the scale.
You call me boring for macaroni cheese. You had fish, leeks and potato broth.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was better than a bog-standard mac and cheese.
It wasn't a bog-standard. Well, it was very good, thank you.
Well, let's put it this way. At some point over the next week or so, I'm going to be making your Cullen skink. Then you can understand the beauty, the flavours.
That's if you can do it justice.
All right. The indulgence. Anyway, Destiny's Child up next. Say my name.
Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you, say baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you, say baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
Another day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I am a stupid thing.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Should be no reason why you're acting strange.
Nobody's holding you back from me.
I know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me times two.
Why can't you just tell the truth?
It's hard to believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why? Say real, you gotta lie. Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I am a stupid thing.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be no reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding you back from me.
I know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't do.
Why can't you just tell the truth?
Baby, I love you.
Say my name.
Say my name.
You ain't kind of shady. Call me baby. Why the sudden change?
Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
It's time to ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad, the official BMW motorbike centre for Lancashire. That sound you hear is the road calling you back, and it's time to answer. Choose your companions, choose your journey, discover the view around the next bend, and always take the long way home. So don't wait, it's time to get out there. Visit us on Preston Docklands or search Bowker BMW Motorrad. Discover your next journey and make life a ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad.
Hey, have you lost weight?
No, I've just had my bra fitted properly, so everything is right where it should be. Remember, any good outfit starts with the right foundations. If your boobs aren't up where they should be, being supported and making you feel comfortable, then nothing is going to look or feel right. You wouldn't put a size 7 foot in a size 3 shoe now, would you? Perfect Fit by Carol, with more sizes than you can imagine, and fitting so easy. There's no tape measures involved. It's practically magic. You'll wonder why you didn't visit sooner. Visit them on King Street, Clitheroe, or check out their Facebook page. Perfect Fit by Carol, getting you your perfect fit.
Summer's here, and it's the perfect time to transform your kitchen. At Ramsbottom Kitchen Company, our family-run business has been serving the Northwest for nearly 30 years with stunning kitchens at prices you won't find anywhere else. Visit our showroom on Union Street, Ramsbottom, and discover amazing designs to suit every style and budget. Don't miss out. Make this summer the season you live, love and eat in style with Ramsbottom Kitchen Company. Pop in today or go to ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Her nails are painted green. A cigarette in her mouth and she mouths, hey dear, how you been? Gray skies out the window, but she's a summer breeze. Come and set the tone, now dear, come sit down next to me. Susan. Her hair hangs like curtains. Her smile is warm like June. She blinks in slow motion just like something in the Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes, you can't tell she's into you. That I've been running on down since I was 7 years old.
Susan, I would love to hold you if I can. Susan, if you'd allow my left arm and my right arm to collide inside a small of your back, just like that. I need you, so Susan.
Your left ear on my shoulder, and I wonder if that's just how you are.
How you are.
I whisper to the waiter, a glass of something strong.
Since I'm about to finally tell you how I've been feeling all along, I said to. Things I should have said I couldn't, then I guess I'm telling you now. Susan, I would love to hold you if I can.
So cool, that Mark Ronson featuring Ray, Suzanne, and back to our tour around Bonnie Scotland, sir.
I wish I was so cool.
I know.
It's just roasting.
I know. Just grit your teeth and bear it, much like you did on the bike ride.
Yeah.
Because whilst people may think that riding a motorcycle when the weather's nice is lovely, when you've got all that protective gear on...
You've got all that protective gear on. And you're sat on top of the engine.
Yeah.
So it's directly heating you from underneath.
When you're moving, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But when you come to stop at lights or you get stuck in a little bit of traffic. So we started the morning in Callander, and obviously being at this lovely hostel, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was.
The Callander hostel was stunning.
Mm.
Obviously, they don't do breakfast in hostels. You basically just get your room, etc. So we walked up into town.
Well, there was a kitchen, but we didn't have any supplies to make breakfast.
Correct.
So we
walked up into town and found what I can only describe as something akin to an Edinburgh woolen mill shop.
Yeah.
You know, one of those outfitting shops where they got really nice clothes.
It was all like barber and things like that.
All that kind of stuff. But upstairs on the mezzanine, they had a cafe.
Yes.
So we went and had breakfast in there. Now, I'm looking through the breakfast menu and thinking, yeah, I really want to do full Scottish again. And then all of a sudden...
I chirped up.
She came to the table. The waitress came to the table and said, right, ready to take your order, sir? And Morgan went, yep. I'll have...
the American pancakes with bacon and maple syrup, please.
Two, please.
And it ended up being more than two, didn't it? We all had it.
So it was kind of not very Scottish.
No.
But done extremely well.
Yeah.
You can't beat bacon, pancakes and maple syrup. The flavour combinations are just superb. But very filling, but that was that.
Oh, I was stuffed. I didn't eat till the end of the day.
And we were off, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember where we were heading that day?
That day was down towards Ettrick Bridge, wasn't it?
Yes! And the one we were looking forward to the most. I'll tell you all about it when we come back after Bad Day from Daniel Powter.
Where is the moment we needed the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Passion when you need it the most. Oh, you and I.
'cause you had a bad day. You take a one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You said you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You have a bad day, you see what you like. And how does it feel? One more time. You had a bad day. You had a bad day.
Daniel Powter and Bad Day here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show.
Yes.
Continuing on with our foodie tour of Scotland. So we got up in the morning in Callander, with it being a hostel, no breakfast services.
No, there's a kitchen, but we didn't have supplies.
But we found a kind of Edinburgh Wool and Mill shop.
Yeah, this all like Barber and Yeti all and all that sort of stuff. Yeah,
which had a cafe on the mezzanine.
It did.
And I was about to go for full Scottish, yeah. And then you went. The lady came over and said, "Good morning. What can I get for you, please?" And you said,
"And I went, I'll have the American pancakes with bacon and maple syrup, please."
And I said, "Make that too," which was not particularly Scottish, but what a great breakfast
was
that
though.
Was. That set us up for
filled
the day.
Us up
it
for
was
the
delicious
day, for sure.
So then we are now heading to our last night.
Yeah.
And I made a point of choosing somewhere for our last night that was going to be a little bit special.
Yeah.
Now, if you think we're paying £100 for hostels, the place that I'd found for the last night was £135 for the twin room. But that included breakfast for the pair of us.
Yeah, for both of us.
And we ended up driving through the middle of nowhere and through some just incredible countryside. And then all of a sudden, this little village popped up, Ettrick Bridge.
Yeah.
In the borders of Scotland.
It's absolutely tiny. We spoke to someone there and they said there's 150 people live there. That's it.
That's it. And yet, the Cross Keys pub has won Pub of the Year for the last 2 years. On the trot,
yeah,
for the whole of Scotland,
yeah,
which is incredible.
Yeah, pub of the year in Scotland.
Very sort of traditional country inn, low ceilings, lots of timber, decoratively stunning.
Yeah,
it was the epitome of a really cool, cute country inn, wasn't it? So we all get changed and we had a little bit of chill time and went down for dinner.
Yes,
I needed it. I don't know why, I just needed it. So I went for the traditional house roast dinner. Mm-hmm. Aberdeen Angus beef, all the trimmings, the Yorkshires, etc. And I didn't really catch what you ordered.
Mm.
And then everything arrived and I was like, I don't believe this.
I'm jealous.
So, yeah, it was. What did you have, Morgan?
So I'm not a massive fan of a roast, which, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I saw this on the menu and went, okay, I know what I'm having. So it was a fresh grilled sea bass fillet, the whole fillet with absolutely nothing on it, just seasoned with a bit of salt and pepper on a bed of coconut rice with, it was, I don't know what to describe it as. It was a bit like a Thai curry.
Like a really fine jus rather than a gloopy sauce.
Yeah, it was very delicate, very fragrant, and just with like lots of bits of like baby corn and all that sort of stuff in it, and it was just to die for.
And when we talk about envy,
yeah,
oh, I had it bad.
Oh yeah,
I had it bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
the thing is, he wouldn't let me have a single taste of it.
Did you ask?
Tried, got that look.
You didn't ask at all? You just said, Morgs, I'll try a bit. I'd have passed you some over.
So really quickly, in wrapping things up, the food in Scotland was excellent.
Mm.
Fresh produce, superb. But I'm going to have to push you. I'm going to have to say, of all the meals we had, which was your favourite?
I'm going to have to say the fish. I think the sea bass fillet curry was to die for.
Really?
And to top it off, the breakfast that we had there the next morning was also the best breakfast.
Incredible.
It was.
I'm going to agree. The Cross Keys at Ettrick Bridge, if you're ever in the borders of Scotland, look it up, go and stay. The food's incredible. The place is incredible. And that's it for the Food and Drink Show this week. Thank you so much. Back to normal with the trio. Big Phil back next week. We'll see you then.
See you later.
I want you to breathe me, air that I am. I want you to me.